Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Blessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gaydosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for a three-point land, and does. Brooke Gaydosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Riding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosman. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Gypsy do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rodgers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. But every game, that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball robbed in the Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirkner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway 12-footer. In! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up. It's tied up.
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it along triple for Jackson Center. Got it. It's a buzzer. Wow. What a shot. Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7, 30, 23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee on this splendid 60-degree day. We've got hot basketball on the inside from here at Ottoville, a special treat for you from the Ottoville Big Green Gymnasium. The Minster Wildcats take on Ottaville. Minster unbeaten on the year. State ranked number one in girls division four. Minster 13-0. Ottaville not far behind, 11-3 on the campaign. Ranked number eight. Ottaville, a very high scoring club, perhaps averaging several more points a game than Minster. Minster, though, at least based on opponents played, a little better defensively. We expect a game in the 50s here today. It should be an outstanding contest. Coach Mike Wiss's Minster Wildcats have been on a streak lately. So has Rosie Westerbeck. She has been leading this Minster team with games of 14, 21, 11, and 20 in her last four outings. Allie Fisher with 13 threes on the year for Minster. In the last few games, Lindsay Retterman has averaged 16 per outing. Also helping out Allie Borgerding, with games of 14 and 13. Ottaville extremely well-balanced, too. Ottaville club faced by the center player, Bridget Landon, 15 points a game. Another player in double figures is C.J. Kemper at 10. Three players average six. A couple of very good scorers off the bench. Ottaville has scored in the 80s and 70s this year and has exceeded 65 three times. Should be an outstanding contest, Chuck. We looked at this on the calendar two or three months ago. It's been a long-awaited game for us here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, it's kind of neat to be in a gym I've never been in. I've not seen Ottaville play, so that's kind of fun. And then when you have number one against number eight on a Saturday afternoon, doesn't get much better now.
Nope. Ottaville has been beaten three times, upset the Lima Bath by three on a night when Ottaville shot its most poorly of the season. Ottaville just could not hit a thing, and Lima Bath, which had been routed earlier this year by Versailles, did defeat Ottaville. The other two losses suffered by Ottaville can be explained. Columbus Grove, number eight in the state in Division III, nipped Ottaville by a couple of baskets. Ottawa Glandorf, number one in the state in Division II, beat Ottaville by a couple of baskets. Ottaville has beaten Arlington, which knocked Ottaville out of the tournament the last 2 years. Arlington, by the way, is ranked ahead of Ottaville in girls Division IV, but Ottaville owns a victory over Arlington. And Ottaville also blew out Wayne Trace, which is number four in the state, or I should say number nine in the state in girls Division IV. Two outstanding head coaches. The mentor for Ottaville has been here a number of years. He's well-known statewide. Dave Kleeman always puts a quality program out on the floor. And Mike Wiss, no stranger to coaching, 20-plus years coaching multiple sports at Minster, was Nan Steckschulte's assistant for numerous seasons. Mike inherited a talented club, but he's put his touch on it, Chuck. We like the looks of Minster, and I'm sure we'll like the looks of Ottaville. This should be a real clash right down to the last couple possessions.
Well, I think one of the things he's done is made them just a little better offensively. Mm-hmm. They've always been an outstanding defensive team. I guess that's the only way through is right to us. They've always been an outstanding defensive team, but I think offensively they've gotten a little bit better. I think that's the difference.
Courtney Pringer in the middle, the sophomore for Minster, has had games of 8-8, 6-6 in her last four outings. She is beginning to blossom. She's very young. She's got a great future ahead of her. Two more years after this one. She stands right now, Chuck, at what, 6 feet 2 inches tall? Does Courtney Pringer?
Yep.
Who knows how tall she might be by the time she's a senior. She could be 6'3", 6'4". But she will be the future of this program, the kingpin, the centerpiece in the middle. And right now she has a great supporting cast. And Mike Wiss needs her to rebound, get those surefire baskets coming off the glass. But Courtney's got a real handful here today as she will guard Ottaville's cog on the inside. 6 foot junior Bridget Landon will keep an eye focused on her. 15 points per outing. That should be a real duel in the middle.
Well, Courtney's got to keep herself out of foul trouble. She has a tendency, she likes to block shots, and sometimes she gets off her feet too quickly.
Good point.
And that's going to be trying to go against Landon today. It's going to be imperative for her to stay on her feet, put her hands up, and make her shoot over top of her. put a hand in her face and then get a body on her, make sure she's only getting one crack every time down the floor.
Rosie Westerbeck, a senior for Minster, 5 feet 10 inches tall. C.J. Kemper, a junior for Ottoville, 5 feet 10 inches tall. They could match up offensively, defensively, go head-to-head. They're both averaging in double digits. Whoever gets the better of that contest between those two young ladies might help decide the outcome of this game.
Well, I loved Westerbeck's game when we saw her play at New Bremen as a freshman. She was the one. They had a couple other people that we talked about, but that day, watching her, I could tell she was going to be something special. And now that she's a senior, she's really rounding into the ball player I thought she could really be.
Mm-hmm. Allie Fisher for Minster may very well be the best three-point shooter on the floor here this afternoon.
Well, she does two things. She shoots threes really well, but she plays really good defense, and she gets everybody where they're supposed to be. She handles and distributes the basketball like a point guard's supposed to.
Minster Wildcats are deep. Minster will come off the bench with the likes of Paige Toby, Kendra Thien, Taylor Coggy, Savannah Luthman, 5'10", a senior. We'll see Haley Balmer, 5'9", a senior substitute. The names of Casey Knippen and Alexis Turbin come to mind for Ottoville. They've scored 16 and 14, respectively, in games this year. They're good, solid substitutes for the Ottoville Big Green. So these two teams don't stop with the starting fives, Chuck. We'll probably see maybe as many as seven in the scoring column for both clubs by the time the afternoon comes to a close.
Well, the really good basketball teams have seven, or usually you like eight.
Right.
You like to be able to have an eight-person rotation and then maybe throw somebody else in from the end, farther down the bench in situations. But both these teams are going to be deep. They're going to be able to throw some people out there.
Ottoville, by the way, plays in the Putnam County League, in which Columbus Grove participates, and Columbus Grove owns a victory over Ottoville already this year, so Ottoville sits at second in league action. Meanwhile, the Minster Wildcats are atop the Midwest Athletic Conference standings with Versailles, and those two collide this coming Thursday at Minster. We'll have the action for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tip at 7:30. Online, on the web, on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10 this coming Thursday, Versailles at Minster.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Uh-huh.
You saw Versailles. I was gone, but I'm looking forward to that game. It should be a heck of a game.
Versailles very deep, some good size on the interior with Daniel Winter, and an outstanding three-point shooter on the perimeter for the Versailles Tigers, and the last name has just escaped me momentarily.
McEldowney.
Right, you got it. I knew it was multiple syllables.
She's been playing, starting since she was a freshman,
yep.
And she is a heck of a basketball player.
Sure is. Daughter of the high school principal, she is excellent from the perimeter, and it will be imperative for Minster to slow her down on Thursday. But let's don't get ahead of ourselves too far. We've got Minster from the Midwest Athletic Conference against Ottoville from the Putnam County League here today at the Ottoville Gym. And it's a classic, Chuck. It's a brand spanking new facility, or at least it looks that way. It is several years old, but it is bright and green with a lot of gold highlights. Opposite side of the floor, about eight rows with a crow's nest up above it. We are on the large side of the facility. Some 20 rows or so. We're about 15 rows up, right at midcourt. Gym seats, so 1,600. And I would expect we've got maybe 900 in here right now.
That's a pretty good crowd. I mean, this is the side we're on is very big.
Right.
And the other side is kind of weird because it's a big wall over there, but that's where they put their students. Everybody wants to keep their students away from the normal people.
So many thanks to our, we're normal, aren't we? Sometimes. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge in Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star at 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you so much to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board during the high school basketball tournament last March in Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Also, a big thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finished in 2 years. Go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what is your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Starting lineups and the start to this game between Minster and Ottoville upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Minster from the Midwest Athletic Conference, which includes Versailles, New Bremen, St. Henry, Marion Local, Coldwater. Ottoville from the Putnam County League, which includes Columbus Grove, Kaleida, Fort Jennings, Continental, Pandora, Gilboa. The two collide here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster number one in the state, 13-0 on the year in Girls Division IV. Meanwhile, Ottoville is ranked 8th. 11-3 is Ottoville. The three setbacks have been close, all decided by less than 5 points, and we expect a heated battle today. JV game was an outstanding contest. The Minster girls, Chuck, behind for the first time all year and trailed by as many as 13 points, wound up winning by, what, 7 or 8?
Yeah, they had quite a run towards the in the second half. They weren't playing very well early, but you could tell. I mean, we've seen them play three times. Their JV team is outstanding.
Ottoville was in front 20-7 at one point in the second quarter. That junior varsity tilt. Minster came on to win by, I think it was an 8-point difference, 34-26 at the end.
Yeah.
Here are your starting lineups for Minster, the road team here today, in black from top to bottom, orange numerals outlined in white. Minster in white across the front, trimmed in orange. Allie Fisher at guard, 5'7", and a junior. Lindsay Retterman at a wing position. She's a senior, 5'10" tall. Rosie Westerbeck at a wing, 5'10", a senior. Allie Borgerding starts at a forward spot, a senior at 5'9". Courtney Pringer in the middle, a 6'2" sophomore. For the Ottoville Big Green, C.J. Kemper at a wing position, 5'10" tall, a junior. Bridget Landon in the middle, 6', a junior, 15 points a game. Brooke Mangus at a guard, 5'6" tall, a senior. Alicia Honeyfort, 5'6", a senior. at a guard spot. And at a wing, it's Alexis Torben, a senior 5'9" tall. Tell you what, Chuck, these last names for Idaville will give you a good exercise in how to spell phonetically. Get this. Turban. It's spelled T-H-O-R-B-A-H-N.
Her name's Alexis today for me.
Yeah, right. Gotcha. Gotcha. Just like the turban you wear on your head, only it's spelled T-H-O-R-B-A-H-N. That's Putnam County for you. Off the bench will be Madison Nodell, spelled K-N-O-D-E-L-L. And thankfully, off the bench is an Amber Miller.
There you go.
I think we can get that one correct. Here we go. Idaville in the home white, trimmed in green and gold. Green numerals outlined in the bright fluorescent yellow. Opening tip to start the game. It's Landon for Idaville, stepping in against Springer for Minster. Ball batted, gobbled up on the play by Westerbeck of the Wildcats. She darts into the top of the circle. Man-to-man defense here at the start from Idaville. Outside the arc on the left, it's Retterman. Near side to Pringer, baseline, hemmed in by two players. Ball rotated on top to Fisher. Fisher's got it for Minster, 25 feet away. Very good defense being applied on her by Mangus. Ball lobbed into the post for Pringer, batted loose by Idaville. Idaville comes out of there with it. Big green to midcourt. Minster didn't get a shot in its first possession. 30 seconds gone. Here's a drive right down the middle, all the way to the rim. Bridget Landon short, deflected, goes out of bounds off Minster. Landon, the pivot player, inbounding, left of the basket. She's the playmaker here for Idaville. Throws it out back to the three-point shooter. Here's a long one pumped up and missed by Mangus. Hit the front rim. Rebound gathered by Landon, stripped by Minster and stolen. Westerbeck's got it at midcourt. Ahead on the play to teammate Retterman. She jacks up a three, hit the ring, rebound Idaville. And the player in backcourt for the big green is hemmed in and fouled. It was Alicia Honeyford who was clamped on by a Wildcat. Personal foul, 60 feet from the basket. A minute gone, no score. Two shots for Idaville, one for Minster. Idaville in backcourt throws it in. Idaville number 8 in the state. Idaville's been ranked in the top 5, having lost 3 games now to solid competition. Here's a steal by Allie Fisher at the timeline. She swiped it right away from Honeyford. In backcourt, it is Fisher on the dribble with the left. Looks for help. Hands it off 25 feet away to Allie Borgerding. She's dribbling at the center line. Goes near side to Pringer, who's out on the arc. Pringer pulls up, gives to Fisher. Fisher straight away 30 feet out. Very tight man-to-man defense by Idaville. Nice pass on the inside to Pringer. She shook loose, missed the first one, got the rebound back and stuck it in. 6'2", Courtney Pringer goes to work on the glass for Minster. 6:18 to go first quarter. Minster leads 2-0. Idaville, forecourt to the left, it's Landon. Outside the arc to Kemper. Little give-and-go action on the receiving end. It's a teammate who catches. It's Alexis Turbin who caught it. Rolling through the green paint, she laid it in. We're tied at 2. And then Minster, in a hurry up, throws it 50 feet down the floor out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a little out of control. And even if Retterman catches that, she has no place to go with it.
Not at all. 5:52 to go here in the first quarter. 2 apiece. Idaville to midcourt. Crossover, Honeyford. Fisher chases for Minster. Ball given up left flank to Landon. It comes out to get it. Ball high overhead for Bridget. Spin move, elbow on the left. Goes cross court, low on the right to teammate Kemper, who brings it back outside to the three-point shooter. Here's a launch by Turbin, way short. Rebound kicks deep on the floor, and it's tracked down on the play by Idaville. Idaville sets the attack again. It's Honeyford at the big green O at center court, dribbling. Fisher in pursuit. Down the left side goes Honeyford. Lost her dribble, gave it up on the play to teammate Kemper. Kemper high left, looks for a player in the back cut, can't find her. Kemper darts into the lane, banks up a runner, a little too much oomph on it. Rebound backcourt, Pringer for Minster to Westerbeck, to Retterman. Ball given up to Borgerding in the lane. It is tapped away by Idaville, which comes out of there with the steal. Game still tied at 2. Minster somewhat all thumbs handling the ball here at the outset. Chuck, foul, top of the circle at Ottoville's end. It goes on Fisher, I believe, of Minster with 4:48 to go in the first. 2-2, our score.
They called that on Lindsay Retkerman, and that is her second.
It was on Lindsay, yep, and she hustles off. The Retkerman are off the floor now for the Minster Wildcats. No, I'm mistaken. She is still out there, I think, Chuck.
I think she's getting ready to come out. The wrong person subbed out.
I believe you're correct. Game tied at 2, 4.5 to go first quarter. Ottoville with the ball, forecourt to her left. On the arc, it's Kemper. Gives it up straight away to Amber Miller, who's come in off the bench, a 5'11 junior. Down inside to Landon, and Pringer for Minster puts the squeeze on her, ties her up. Ottoville possession below the basket to our left. Right next to the scorers broadcast.com banner on the wall down below. Landon inbounds, low on the right. Teammate catches 3 feet away. Miller in among the trees. Shot was short. She got it back. Then had it taken away by the height of Minster. And then Westerbeck tries to run out of there with it for Minster. And she is fouled from the backside by Ottoville. Points few and far between here so far. A bucket each way. And against Ottoville's press, Minster tries to throw it 50 feet to Pringer at the timeline. A lot of contact. Players go flying. Pringer picks up the foul. Minster being challenged by Ottoville's pressure so far, Chuck.
Well, there's times on a Saturday game that it's a non-league game.
Right.
Things are just really kind of tough to get things going early, but usually things pick up.
Especially after you've competed in a big league contest late during the week on a weeknight. And on Saturday morning you play after attending a boys' game the night before. And oftentimes it takes the girls' clubs on Saturday afternoon a quarter and a half to adjust. Here is Ottoville running the weave and then streaking down the left side of the lane. It's Landon all the way to the rim, tries to force one up, has her arm raked by a Minster player, and Landon gets two.
Looked to me like it was a held ball.
That's what I thought. Great vantage point here for us, about 15 rows up. Looking almost straight down at it, the official gives Minster head coach Mike Wiss some nonverbal instruction as to what happened on that play. Don't know if Mike bought it or not. We didn't. First free throw by Landon is good for Ottoville. She's a left-hander. Nice, smooth stroke up and in. 4-2 Ottoville. And again, Ottoville giving Minster difficulty in backcourt. Fisher can't hang on. Ottoville steals, and then dribbling into the right corner for Ottoville goes Mangus, and she stepped on the sideline. Minster gets it back. One turnover deserves another. Westerbeck with the ball for Minster. She has touched it very seldom. In fact, she's doubled as she gets into the forecourt, and she hopped a little bit and traveled.
They're struggling with the pressure, that's for sure.
Wow, four straight trips down the floor. Minster has coughed it up. 3:40 to go in the first. Minster varsity starting much like the JVs did today. Ottoville's got the ball 25 feet away. Casey Knippen in off the bench, a 5'6 junior. Knippen's got the ball at the foul line, leans in below it. Soft shot, left-hander, bingo! 12-footer, Knippen, 6-2 Ottoville. Minster quickly trying to beat pressure. Ball thrown baseline left. Hemmed in on the play as Pringer. Throws it out top of the circle to Fisher. Fisher's got a lane right down the middle, then throws it out back to the three-point shooter for Minster. A long one pumped up there, no good, but Taylor Coggy rebounded by Ottoville, which airmails it 75 feet all the way to the other end of the floor and out of bounds. But the defenses have taken over this game, Chuck, but the offenses simply need to settle down.
Minster's got 2 points and six turnovers.
Westerbeck gets the inbounds pass, gives it to Borgerding. She dribbles up. Uh-oh, pretty good defense by Ottoville near the timeline, and it was applied by Knippen, and it forced Borgerding into a clear double dribble. Under three to go first period, Ottoville's tenacity on the defensive side of the floor giving Minster fits. 6-2 Ottoville. Ottoville at the timeline. It is Knippen. Dribbles into the left corner. Picked up there by Borgerding. Knippen on the bounce. Goes out on top to a teammate. Handled there by Honeyford. She faked left, went right, but dragged the pivot foot.
Now, Rosie Westerbeck put pressure on her that time and made her slide her foot.
Good effort by Rosie. Tell you what, Chuck, number one in the state, number eight in the state in girls division four, being challenged here today by themselves as much as anything. Here is Westerbeck, 25 feet away for Minster. Gives it up outside the arc on the right. Then gets it back. Goes to the foul line. Good overplay by Ottoville. Nearly a steal by Knippen, but she's caught with her hand in the cookie jar. Reach-in foul against her. Almost swiped it. 6-2 Ottoville. Clock stops. 2:24 left in the first. Baseline right of the basket. Westerbeck will throw in for Minster. Let's see if somehow this ball winds up into Borgerding's hands in the corner. She gets it. Wants to shoot. Shot's deflected. Inadvertently lands on the shoulder of Pringer and goes out of bounds. Well, Minster can do nothing right in the first quarter of this game. 2 points for the number one ranked team in the state in girls division four, trailing 6-2. 2 minutes left, opening period. Here's Ottoville, foul line, 15-footer by Mangus, blocked on the play by Minster. Here's a run out the other way, driving down the floor, Westerbeck, left hand, it rolled off, no good. Rebounded by Ottoville, punched away by Pringer in backcourt. It belongs to the Big Green. Minster finally, Chuck, after 3 or 4 minutes of not getting a good shot, got one. A lid on it right now. The shot by Westerbeck danced around the iron and fell off. Minster stuck at 2. 6-2 Ottoville, a minute 55 to go in the first quarter. Chuck, so much for my 50 points prediction here today.
Well, I think it's got to pick up because both these teams are better offensively than they're playing right now.
For certain. Here comes Casey Knippen up and over the timeline for Ottoville. Picked up by Minster's Coggy, 30 feet out. Outside the arc on the left, it's Kemper. Straight away, Landon, this 6-foot player, came out to catch. Deals to Madison Nodell, who's in. Nodell to Kemper in the post. Unorthodox shot, but she draws contact. Couldn't get it to go, but she's awarded two. C.J. Kemper at the line here for Ottoville with the score 6-2 in favor of the Big Green. Kemper, one bounce, holds the ball waist high. Pushes it up, and no good. Hit the flange, kick to the right. Ottoville already, Chuck, has played, what, 8 or 9 young ladies in this game?
Yeah, they're running them in and out.
We have seen Amber Miller off the bench, Casey Knippen off the bench. Madison Nodell off the bench. Second free throw, Kemper is in. Allie Borgerding, taking the ball out of bounds, slides down, gets up. Minster inbounds. Boy, here's Ottoville with 5 white shirts in backcourt, slapping the ball away for the Minster player, Coggy. Minster looking to throw in. Ball goes into midcourt to Fisher. Bounce pass off on the play to a teammate who jumps and shoots from the foul stripe. It's good. Wow. Rosie Westerbeck got a friendly kick off the iron. It hit the flange, went way up in the air, came down and swished. Minute 13 left in the opening quarter, 7-4 Ottoville. Ottoville dribbling up the left side, throwing foul line to Turbin. Turbin flips back out on the arc to Mangus. Mangus motions, 1 minute to go, first quarter. Near side Kemper. Kemper check 25 feet away. Kemper tries to split a couple defenders, forces her way into the paint, probes the middle, and she was squeezed by two Minster players and fouled. And it's deemed she was in the act of shooting. She's given two. Two free throws, Kemper of Ottoville, which is up 7-4, 53 seconds to go first quarter. Soft free throw in, 8-4 Ottoville. Second free throw coming here for Kemper. Substitution for Minster. Wildcats briefly had Savannah Luthman on the court, 5'10 senior. Paige Toby in now, 6-foot junior. Second shot, Kemper. It is on target. And with 50 seconds to go in the first, Ottoville's up 5, 9-4. Eight players in backcourt. Westerbeck catches for Minster, still not near the timeline. Sprints up the left side, still not over the timeline. Ball lobbed ahead, broken up by Ottoville, picked up by Westerbeck. She's got the loose ball and the driving layup. 9-6, Ottoville. 30 seconds to go in the first. Deep left corner, Kemper. Baseline drive around two players for Ottoville. And the ball is smacked away. Minster's got it on the floor. Is it ruled a jump? What's the decision by the referee? I think Westerbeck garnered the ball. Ottoville on a push. Minster ball with 24.7 to go in the first. Minster down 9-6. Again, 10 players in backcourt. Ottoville's sticky pressure has given Minster a lot of trouble. Here's a long lob. Fisher down the floor to Kogi. Baseline right. And she is tripped on the play by Ottoville, which gets a foot on the ball. Minster retains possession, 19.4 to go first quarter. So many broken passes and deflections in this game. The defenses have dominated. Baseline right, ball thrown on the arc. Westerbeck dealt it to a teammate, Borgerding. It's out of bounds right in front of the Ottoville bench. How many turnovers for Minster in quarter number one?
Well, that's eight for them, and the Lady Green have seven.
15 miscues in this first quarter of action between the state's number one ranked team in girls division four and the state's number eight ranked team in girls division four. 18.1 remaining first period. Ottoville will come the length. Minster has not pressured Ottoville much in backcourt. Ottoville's been all over Minster. 25 feet away is Casey Knippen. Out back to Kemper. She sizes up a three with 8 seconds left. Missed it long. Rebound down to Minster. And a Wildcat player tries to scurry up the floor and is spilled. Haley Balmer is clipped from the back. Minster possession, 5.2 to go. A couple steps behind the timeline. Minster will throw it in far side. Looking to pitch it in play is Borgerding. Ottoville defending tightly. Borgerding looks. Whips it to center court. Handled there by Balmer. Ottoville strikes it out of bounds with 1.9 to go. Better than 3 seconds. Ticked off the clock. Minster's got to hurry. Looking to throw in. It's Borgerding. Hands 30 feet away to Fisher. Ball knocked away. Fisher got it back and heaved up a long three from 30 feet. It would have counted. It rimmed and came off. Oh, what a tough break for Fisher of Minster. Kind of an accidental shot, but it would have counted had it gone through. 9-6 Ottoville after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Ottoville in Putnam County. Minster trailing the Big Green 9-6 after one quarter of play. These two teams have matched each other in terms of personnel who have performed so far. Minster has seen Taylor Kogi off the bench, Paige Toby, Haley Balmer, Savannah Luthman as well. Ottoville's come at Minster with 9-2. Here's a drive into the lane by Minster, starting second quarter action, and the shot is made. Haley Ballmer dived into the paint, was going to the floor as she lofted it. It hit the rim, bounced in, and she was nudged as she pitched it toward the basket. She's got a three-point chance, opportunity for Minster to draw even after a very slow start in this game. It's 9-8. Bench coming to the forefront here for Minster. Shot by Ballmer, hit the back iron, no. Rebound Ottaville, Kemper to midcourt. Kemper gives it up 25 feet away to Mangus on the left-hand dribble. Near wing Kemper. Kemper fakes right, goes left. Stops her dribble, needs help. Goes down inside to the post player. Twisting, turning, Landon. It rolled out, no good. From point-blank range, couldn't get the five-footer to go down. And here is Minster after getting the rebound. Ottaville throwing some tight defense at the center line. And we've got a collision, and I think that's a mistaken call. I think Westerbeck was victimized by an Ottaville player who didn't give her the chance to turn around. Should have been a defensive foul.
It could go both ways. And Rosie has to understand that when you catch it, you can't just turn and be flying. You got to take a look before you put the ball on the floor like that.
It was called traveling.
Luckily, instead of a charge.
Yes, here's Ottaville. Good dribble drive down the lane. Left-hand shot by Landon, yes. And then Ottaville steals the Minster inbounds pass. And then Fisher reaches in to get a tie-up. Minster, yet another turnover here in the first moment of the second quarter. 11-8 Ottaville. Alternating arrow gives Ottaville the ball. Baseline left of the basket. Landon throws in. Landon fires to Kemper. Baseline left. 8-foot fall away. Hit the heel. And it was rebounded in backcourt by Minster. In a lot of trouble is Paige Toby. Gets it up the floor. 2-on-1 break. And trailing the play, Ottaville with a steal. Outstanding maneuver by Mangus. Here comes Ottaville breaking down the floor. Scattered court. Deep left corner, Landon. Mid-range jumper. Foul line extended left. Short. Ball grazed the iron. It's loose on the deck, and it's a tie-up. And Minster gets it. Neither team shooting well. Shots that normally would fall for these two clubs not going down so far in this game. Only 19 points tallied between the two in the first nearly 10 minutes. Again, Ottaville, five white shirts in backcourt, guarding Minster closely, pressure applied. Ball inbounded to Westerbeck, 75 feet from the basket. She dribbles up the right side, checked by Kemper. Boy, that's the duel I figured would happen. Kemper, Westerbeck. Here's Allie Fisher. Good angle pass into the post. Short five-footer, a leaner, Taylor Kogi. Yes! Taylor Kogi to the rescue.
That's a tough shot.
Yes, good game by her off the bench. Ballmer and Kogi giving Minster firepower as substitutes here this afternoon. 11-10, Ottaville by one. Ottaville lost the ball, top of the circle. And Courtney Pringer springs down the floor with it. All the way to the rim, the left-hander rolled off. Westerbeck on the rebound shot. Rosie Westerbeck gives Minster its first lead.
Excuse me.
Pringer couldn't make it. She was being chased. She was furiously dribbling down the floor. It trickled off the iron, but Westerbeck hustling, followed the play nicely, and stuck it in. 12-11 Minster. 5:31 to go, second quarter. Ottaville's got the ball, Knippen. Out back to the three-point shooter. Bombs away. Yes, from way downtown. My goodness, that was about a 23-24 footer. Might stand up, Chuck, as the longest shot of the entire day. It was pumped in, I think, by Amber Miller. In off the bench, 22.
Yeah, I think that's who got it. We're going to give it to her.
And Minster then throws it out of bounds, trying to get it up the floor to midcourt. Ottaville with good D. Little face guarding may have prevented Minster from hauling in the pass. Ottaville, after the made triple, gets it back. 14-12. Dribbling, driving hard down the lane. Goes Honeyford. Goes baseline on the play to a teammate who hits the 16-footer.
That was Miller again.
Miller again. 16-12 in favor of Ottaville. Was that a three-pointer?
Two.
A two. She made a three, then made a two. Each team getting fine assistance from benches here today. Here's an Allie Fisher pass from the top of the circle right to Ottoville. Inexplicably thrown. A white shirt got it. Ottoville breaking down the floor in a hurry. Minster trailing and fouling. Now, Balmer and Kogi for Minster have played well as substitutes. And Amber Miller, a big boost for Ottoville here at the outset of quarter number two. 4:38 to go in the half, 16-12 in favor of Ottoville, which was just fouled by Minster, which has now picked up seven. And it's a 1-1 situation for the Big Green. And the free throw is right on the money by Honeyford. 17-12, Ottoville up five. Well, no sooner did Minster get a short-lived one-point lead, 12-11. Ottoville nailed 6 points in succession, second free throw long. Rebound down to Westerbeck of Minster. She strides up over the center line. Boy, the half-court game, Ottoville's done a very good job on Westerbeck. Here's a wild throw by Fisher, tipped on the play, intercepted by Landon down the floor for Ottoville. Heaves cross-court to teammate Honeyford. Baseline drive, in a lot of traffic. Short, no good block. She got it back, blocked again. Another rebound tried by Miller. It's off the mark, and Minster's got it. Ottoville fans wanted a foul. Head coach Mike Wiss of Minster has seen enough. His team is playing its poorest basketball of the year, no doubt, right now, but against a high-quality club, Ottoville. 4:08 to go, second quarter, 17-12 Ottoville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
17-12, Ottoville over Minster. Just over four to play in the second quarter. Don't miss out on great savings on high-quality furniture all the time at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. In Sydney, it's Goffney Furniture, West Michigan Avenue. Take advantage of the five-star delivery and the 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Well, after the head coach Mike Wiss timeout, Minster promptly threw the ball away, out of bounds, down to a right. Ottoville's got it back again. Minster starting to push. What, in excess of 15 turnovers, Chuck?
Yeah, 15 exactly.
Here is Ottoville with the ball outside the arc on the right. It is Miller. Miller gives it up near side to Mangus. Mangus angles through the lane, dumps it off right wing to a teammate. Then Mangus gets it back. She tries to go down inside to Kemper. Kemper's got a good look from 6 feet and makes it. Good entry pass. Fine angle from the left wing to Kemper, who posted up and got the short shot to go in. 7-point lead, Ottoville. Minster has not scored now in 3 minutes. Here is Retkerman or Borgerding trying to split defenders through the top of the key. Doesn't have a crack of a chance to get it done. Ottoville swipes it. And then we've got a turnover, Ottoville, as the Big Green started up the floor in a hurry. Baseline, left of the goal. Minster throws in. It is Borgerding. Pitch top of the key to Fisher. She rotates right, goes baseline, comes back out on top, gives to Westerbeck. Right in the middle to Pringer. Turns from 7 feet, banks it short, but she was clipped on the arm. 2:52 to go, second quarter, 19-12, Idyllwild over Minster. Don't think I've ever seen Minster handle the ball this poorly, Chuck, in a half in quite a while.
No, this is what they normally do to other teams.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Idyllwild has been a thorn in the side of Minster, not only here today, but the last couple years. Idyllwild went to Minster and clobbered the Wildcats a year ago. 2 years ago, Idyllwild beat Minster right here at the Big Greens Gym. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com is the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses that they can get connected to their VA benefits by calling the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 937-498-7282. Thanks very much to Chris North, Shelby County Veterans Services Commission Veteran Services Officer. Get connected. Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, 498-7282. Wet spot on the floor, thus the delay. It's being mopped up. And doing the honors, Dave Kleeman, head coach of Idyllwild. Got the big broom out. Pringer at the line. Two free throws here for Minster. Wildcats need these. She swishes to make it 19-13. Chuck, I've told the story, I think, once. I'll tell it again with Courtney Pringer at the free throw line. I saw her outside on a windy evening before the Anna Minster football game at the end of the year shooting free throws. Blacktop court. It was dusk. You couldn't see very well anyway. Breeze was flying, and she was draining fouls one after another. She said, if I can make them outdoors, I can make them inside. She just knocked down two. Here's Idyllwild with the ball. Long cross-court pass, deep left corner. Handled there by Honeyford. Hits a cutter in the lane. It is Turbin who had the shot rim around and come out. The rebound collected by Minster. Foul Idyllwild. And with seven fouls whistled on both clubs, we've got one-and-one situations the remainder of the half. 2:33 to go. And Minster down 5, 19-14. Wildcats with a chance to cut into this deficit with a couple more free throws here. Substitution for the Big Green. Entering is Turbin. Amber Miller comes out. Amber played very well. Kendra Thien at the line for Minster. 1-1 attempt. No good. It hit the back iron. Kicked out to Idyllwild, which hustles down the floor and sets up the attack. 25 feet away on the left, it's Madison Nodell who's in. Deep right corner, Kemper. Oh, good ball rotation, low on the left. One too many passes, though, by Idyllwild. And then Minster takes it away in the paint. Timeout called, head coach Mike Wiss to save the possession. A tie-up was about to occur. 19-14 Idyllwild, 2:10 to go second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Chuck, I think you are probably correct. Even though we see the phrase Big Green all around the Idyllwild Gymnasium, I think we've heard that the girls' basketball team prefers to be called the Lady Green, not the Big Green.
They don't like to be called Big.
Reserve that for the boys. Over two to play, second quarter, full court pressure again by Idyllwild repeatedly all day long. Minster gets it into Westerbeck. Minster's been exposed a little bit here today, handling the basketball. Wildcats haven't fared too well. Westerbeck dribbles all the way down the floor, goes baseline right, feeds across the bottom of the paint. Ball caught by Pringer, a lot of contact, couldn't get the shot to go. Idyllwild races down the floor with a rebound. Dribble drive, Honeyford low on the right. Here's a short leaner, she's walloped on the backside. Two free throws for Alicia Honeyford for Otterville. Spelled H-O-N-I-G-F-O-R-D, pronounced Honeyford.
I'll tell you, Courtney Pringer, footwork right now in this game is not like I'm used to watching her play.
Now, Minster clearly out of sorts in this Saturday afternoon matinee here at Otterville. Free throw good by Honeyford, six-point lead Otterville. Checking out for Minster is Thien. Allie Borgerding on the floor right now for Minster. Second shot, no good. Long rebound, though, to Kemper. And the ball is ripped right away by Pringer. Strong effort by her. Courtney hands off to Westerbeck. Up the court to Borgerding. Right corner, Fisher. Boy, Otterville, seemingly, Chuck, has seven white shirts on the floor at all times.
So Fisher hadn't even had a sniff of the three.
No. Had one at the end of the first quarter. That was a prayer. Here's the weave out front. Fisher, Borgerding. Right corner pass, Taylor Kogi. Kogi, 6 foot junior, fine player, enters the lane, tries to throw the ball cross court. It's right to a white shirt. Otterville's got it on the deck. Minster jumps in late. Tie up occurs. Otterville possession. Another one of those inexplicable passes.
It looks like Otterville knows exactly what Minster's getting ready to run because they don't worry about it. And all of a sudden, the cutter comes. Westerbeck came off. She was the option, and they were standing there just waiting for her.
You've nailed it, Chuck. Otterville has Minster beautifully scouted here today. A minute seven to go in the first quarter, 20-14. Otterville by six. High-scoring Minster team limited to 14 points in two quarters. How many buckets, Chuck? Half dozen?
Six, yep. They've only shot four free throws, made two.
Here is Kemper on the arc for Otterville. Hand off to Honeyford. Honeyford 25 feet away. Goes to Madison Nodell deep in the left corner. Nodell, the 5'5 senior, rotates it on top. Then it goes right back into Nodell. Reverse layup among the taller players, way short. Hit the underside of the rim, comes down to Fisher for Minster. Minster angles up the court, spin move top of the key, high dribble. Bounce pass left corner, Westerbeck. Here's a leaner running shot. Good, what a play. Westerbeck enables Minster to cut it to four. And then Otterville commits a violation inbounding the ball.
Stepped in bounds with it. Same thing Minster did earlier with no pressure on him.
31.3 to go. Second quarter. Minster within four. Borgerding inbounding low on the right. Finds a teammate. Left-hand shot. Westerbeck hit the rim. Kicked away. Touch last by whom? Off Minster. Good inbounds action by the Wildcats who just simply could not convert the short shot. Westerbeck was challenged. And Otterville will bring it down the floor. Leading by four, 27.6 to go, second quarter. Honeyford, midcourt stripe, deals left side to Bridget Landon. 18 to play. Landon, cross court, Honeyford deflected, tracked down though by Otterville. Cross court pass broken up by Minster and stolen. Trickles to Fisher with eight to play. Fisher to Borgerding, back to Fisher, top of the key. Bounce pass, baseline left to Westerbeck, right to an Otterville player. A second remaining, 25-footer for the green, no good. Minster Wildcats finish the first half. Head coach Mike Wiss strolls off the floor, shaking his head. Minster racking up nearly 20 turnovers in the first two periods of play and is down 4, 20-16 at intermission. Don't forget tonight, we've got the Minster boys in action hosting Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com. Tip-off 7:30 on the web online, 7:10 tonight. Rushi at Minster. It's the Shelby County League versus the Midwest Athletic Conference. Here today, Otterville leads Minster by four at the Big Green Gym in Putnam County. 2016 Otterville in front. We'll return with our halftime report from Wilson Health Sports Medicine when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Ottoville. It's a matinee for you, and Minster not faring well, playing poorly, although down by just four. Minster's defense has enabled the Wildcats to hang in 20-16, Ottoville at intermission. Our halftime report, Chuck, presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Well, Ottoville has a 12-11 rebounding advantage, 6-2 on the offensive boards. The place that really boggles my mind, 18 turnovers for the Wildcats in the first half. Lady Green had 12. That's a lot, but that's not 18. Free throw shooting, 7-10 for Ottoville. But Minster only went there four times, made two of them. Individual scoring for Ottoville, they were led. They had two with five. They had Kemper and Amber Miller. Then they had four from Landon and two each from Knippen and Honeyford and Turbin. They scored 9 and 11, 20 for the first half. Wildcats, Westerbeck had eight. Pringer had four. They got two from Balmer, two from Kogi. They scored 6 and 10. They trailed 20-16 at the half.
And Chuck, as we have witnessed, if there is a blueprint to beating Minster, it is tenacious full-court pressure and hounding half-court defense once Minster gets it up across the timeline. The Wildcats, can't recall a possession when Minster ran an offensive set comfortably.
No, I mean, they did maybe once or twice when they got the ball down to Pringer, but they shouldn't have this problem. It's a man press, so once you get the ball in, if everybody will clear out, either Fisher or Westerbeck should be able to bring the ball up against the person defending them, get it into half court. Your eyes should light up. If they're coming and doubling you, someone's open.
Right.
So I think that that's what they'll be talking about at halftime.
Ottoville is coming out of the half court and clamping down 25 feet from the basket, making Westerbeck give the ball up right away. And as a result, Minster has been challenged in the half court game through the first two quarters. And you can bet Minster is trying to resolve that during this halftime intermission. Ottoville is